MMA Legal. You're speaking with Aaron. How may I help you?
Hey, hi there, buddy. I just received a voicemail asking you to give me a call. My name is William O'Donnell.
William McDonald? Perfect.
O'Donnell,
sorry, my apologies.
Yeah. That's okay.
Give me 1 second, I'll just have a look. Yeah, there you are, there, sir. Okay, so I can see that was my colleague, Natalie.
Yeah.
Natalie has just stepped out the office for a brief second. So would you like him to take the call for you, sir?
Yeah, if you did get a call back, my friend, that would be fine.
It's entirely up to you whether you want to speak to yourself or you want to go back to Natalie.
I think she was just after some more information. Yeah, I'm quite happy to give with you, yeah.
Yep, okay, sir, yeah. So basically what the call is going to be regarding is just a 10-15 minute chat. And it's just about the effects, obviously, your time and care has had on you.
Yeah.
It's just gathering the evidence as much as we can to put forward the best case possible to the Scottish redress application. Okay, yeah. So, I promise to be as quick as you can and not take too much time out of your day.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so I'm just going to ask a series of questions, obviously, just so I can represent you the best way that I can.
Yeah.
So can I just confirm with yourself, William, if you are suffering with any mental health illnesses or anything at the minute?
No, I'm fine that way,
yeah. Okay. Okay, sir. And do you drink or use any recreational drugs?
I certainly don't. I do have the occasional drink at the weekend, just on a Saturday, my pal, yeah, but it's not a lot of my age, right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine, sir.
Yeah. It's what she told.
Okay. And, do you take any recreational drugs, sorry, sir? Smoke any cannabis, no. Anything like that?
No, I tried to give it on my first, but my friends just did not agree with me yet, so no, none of that.
Being
drug free apart from high blood pressure tablets that I'm on now, yes, but
yeah.
No recreational, no, definitely not.
Okay. Quiet. Okay, and one question that I don't like to ask anybody, but obviously I've just got to get the knowledge behind the circumstances. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life, sir?
Absolutely not, my friend. No. No.
Okay. Okay, sir. And are you currently registered with the GP at all?
I am.
Okay, do you mind just sharing them details with me, just so I'll be able to pull any medical records, please?
Yeah, no problem. My doctor is called Dr. Allen. I can't remember his first name, my friend, yeah.
That's okay.
He's always been just Dr. Allen to me. And
what's the name of the practice, sir?
The practice is by home medical surgery, yeah.
By home?
No, by home. B-E-N-G.
Yeah.
B-E-N-G.
Bank home medical.
Medical, yeah.
Not what he's saying.
When he comes up, by home medical center, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I've got that in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, yeah.
Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you very much for confirming that one.
No problem.
And how long have you been registered at this DP for, sir?
It's got to be over 30 years, I'm afraid, yeah.
Okay.
A long time, yeah.
No worries. And have you ever been admitted to hospital for, you know, any kind of like dark times that you may have got yourself upon, you know,
No.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, so going to your care settings now, we have down here that you're at St. Catherine's Children Home.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Is that correct? Yeah, okay.
Yes, yeah.
That one there, that one, copy. Just going to get the information on your care settings now, and
yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get it from the Edinburgh Council.
It will be my pal, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so was that on Howden Hall Road?
That's the one, my friend, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm with, yes, the Edinburgh Council, we've got that, okay. Okay. And just to confirm, sir, how long was you in care for?
I was here, it was just under a year, my friend, yeah. Maybe about a year, just under a year, yeah.
Okay.
I think it was 15, 16 year old or something, yeah.
Okay, I just said in care for just under 1 year. Yeah. Okay, so what we'll do, sir, is we'll write to Edinburgh Council to pull your, you know, your care services records. We'll also write to your GP as well to pull your medical records, even though you haven't obviously been hospitalised or anything like that. It's just good to collate them all together.
No problem.
When I do receive them records back, sir, would you like me to share them with yourself?
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay. Okay, sir. So this journey that me and you are about to embark on, it is going to be a roughly around up to 6 to 12 month journey. And in that time, obviously, as I said, I'm going to get all your records together, build the best case possible to put forward to the Scottish Government that I can. What happens is an independent panel in Scotland will look at your case. Now, you or I don't have to attend anywhere. This is all done behind closed doors. The Scottish Government do recognise you as a vulnerable citizen for your time and care and what you have gone through. And with that, they've given us a case number. Recognised and wanting to, and they're wanting to listen to this case. So what I'll be doing is I'll be putting the best case I can forward to them. So I'll give you an update every 4 to 5 weeks. On obviously how we're progressing through this case. Obviously, if you've got any questions or anything in the meantime, save this number that you've rang if you haven't already. You're more than welcome to speak to myself or Natalie. As I said, my name's Aaron.
Aaron, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. So just before I do end this phone call, I'd like to take one step backwards and just obviously reassure you of your options that you do have out there before we do start your case. So you do have 3 options for yourself when it comes to the funding. Okay, sir. So the first option is obviously you can apply for this application yourself without the solicitor or the law firm. And obviously you can build your own case and put that forward to the Scottish Government. But you can also choose another law firm in Scotland or England who participate in the government legal fee scheme. They'll get paid £2,000 per case. And whether you win or lose, that's the amount that, you know, that they will get. For legal reasons, I can't tell you or advise you how they go about their cases and whatnot, but what I can tell you about ourselves, which is being your third option, is we are a private independent law firm. We fight to every fine tooth comb to get you the best possible compensation that is fully deserved. So the least that we try and get for you is an official apology, but what obviously the most we try and fight for is some financial compensation too.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so are you happy to go ahead with ourselves?
I've got my arm, my friend, definitely.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much for that.
No problem.
I can also see on your case where you said that we do have a cooling off period, which is due to expire on the 21st of April. What that means is obviously you've been given a 2 week period from off your first initial phone call to have a little, you know, time to think whether you want to start the case or not, whether you want to go elsewhere or whatever.
I mean, it's like I said, my friend, you know what I mean? I'm straight up to go, you guys, you know what I mean?
Okay, perfect. So would you like me to remove this queue on off period and we can get started then? You okay?
Get started, we'll finish, yeah. I'm happy with that.
No worries, I've removed that off your case now. So what I'd do is I'll go and request your records from Edinburgh Council and your GP practice as well. As I said, I'll give you a phone call every 4 to 5 weeks and give you an update on how I'm tracking with your case. As I said, there will be 6 to 12 months. So once, you know, down that line, get the initial decision from the independent panel. I'll be on the phone to you straight away, William, with the result. Until then, I'm here for any questions. I'm here to, you know, I wait for you now, do you know what I mean? I'm here to help you through anything that's needed.
It's like I say to you guys, I think, you know, when I seen that, the address scheme, you know, it was hard to advertise everything, you know, I just popped back to you. The time I spent there and I was supposed to work down our garden. But they actually had a classroom inside the building, you know, but I was always just supposed to work in the garden every day, you know.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so fair, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, some of the punches in the socks, I didn't agree with you as well, you know what I mean? But hey, that was me about there.
I understand that. Would you have any questions for me before I go?
I'm absolutely fine, my pal, yeah. I'm okay, yeah.
Not a problem, William. Well, thank you very much for attending this call. And I'll speak to you in due course, okay?
Okay, my pal. All the best.
Thank you very much, sir. You have a wonderful day.
You as well, my friend. Okay.
Thank you. Bye now.
Okay, bye. Bye.